Hey everybody, you're listening to Table Talks with New Directions, the Domestic Violence Shelter and Rape Crisis Center of Knox County. We hope that listening to this podcast gives you an inside look into the world of domestic and sexual violence. Throughout these episodes, you will hear from advocates, preventionists, community partners, and even from survivors themselves. Thanks for tuning in. Hello and welcome back to Table Talks with New Directions. Today we have a very special guest with us, Bailey. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, so my name's Bailey. I'm the shelter and housing coordinator here at New Directions Domestic Violence Shelter.
All right, perfect. We also have Libby here with us.
Hi everybody, I'm Libby. I'm the prevention coordinator at New Directions.
All right, perfect. And I'm Victoria. I'm also a prevention educator here at New Directions. So. Yeah, we're excited to be back talking a little bit about goals today. So Bailey, we're kind of just wondering, I know that we kind of help clients set goals, and I'm just wondering what that realistically looks like. How do we do that?
Sure, yeah. So I can only speak for our residential side. So a lot of the work that I do are with survivors that are fleeing and coming into our shelter locations or who are relocating housing. So for specifically our residential clients, we have a kind of form that we follow to help structure goal setting, and all of our services are client-led. So the goals that they create are what we support. Hopefully those goals work towards empowering them to become independent and in a place of their own that's safe and stable. So what we do is we have a form that kind of helps guide that process a little bit. So the form is broken out into different categories that might cover safety and security, emotional, mental, or spiritual goals, wellness and self-care, community support, social support, and then anything else that might not fit into those categories. And then from there, we set goals in each area and try to determine if there's any barriers or limitations to reaching that goal. So an easy one, for an example, is like housing. Maybe someone has experienced economic abuse and comes in with no money and no income. That would be a barrier to obtaining housing. So then it would be advocates' jobs, and specifically my job for housing, to go through and kind of help provide resources that reduce those barriers. So that's kind of how advocates support clients in whatever goals they have, is trying to reduce the barriers that they're coming in with. And then also providing tangible steps for both advocates and clients. So there, for example, if I need to identify some housing resources in the community, that would be a step for me to take to provide for that client. If they need to call landlords, that would be a step for them. And then we center that around target dates. And then ways that we don't really like accountability. We want clients to be able to fuel that for themselves, right? We don't want our structure to be too rigid as far as what we provide. We're just here to support and provide resources as needed throughout that process. So the way accountability might look is just checking in and seeing about progress. If we're finding a goal is too broad or maybe unrealistic, we might try to break that down more. Maybe we haven't identified barriers to obtaining a goal and there's a new barrier that we want to address. And we just continue to make that kind of a working process. That way, if there is a goal that is not, like, you know, air quotes, not reached, or something that needs to change, it's not a failure or anything like that. It's just maybe postponed, or it just looks a little bit different, because we want everyone to feel empowered and supported in their work towards, you know, reestablishing their lives and independence and obtaining safety.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love the idea of just how fluid it is, and you're kind of taking a look at it as you're going, because for everyone and anyone, life changes constantly.
Absolutely.
And so I love that, just being able to look at your goals like, okay, I didn't have this barrier before, now I do. What steps, you know, can I take now to get over that?
Because circumstances change all the time,
you
know, and what we plan for things to look like might not be realistic. I would say at the very beginning, we're like dreaming up what we want it to look like, right? And then how can we make that realistic, and how can we try to reduce those barriers? Because some people come in with more or less barriers than others, and it looks different. And navigating that, I never want it to feel like rigid or like just because maybe there wasn't like you know, the level of follow through that maybe they hoped for, that that's a failure on their end. Anything that is supporting their safety, their independence, you know, anything that's helping them to have more choices is a success, you know.
Right. And I also love that you use the word empower. Mm-hmm. I know that we use that word a lot, but it is such a powerful word. Just empowering clients, survivors, to kind of take a hold of their own situation. You know, I'm thinking about this canvas, this Venn diagram that I saw one time that said, you know, the things that I can control are in this circle, and here are the things that I can't control. So just empowering them to say, okay, what can you control right now? Mm-hmm. And what can't you control? And how can we walk alongside you and support you in the things that, you know, are barriers or things that you can't control? And pulling in advocates. I love that, you know, our organization as a whole isn't, it's not broken up like, oh, preventionists, you stay over there, and advocates, you stay over there, and housing, you stay over there. It's very much an all hands on deck, you know, which sometimes it takes a village, right? So I just love that idea of empowerment. And in the sense of, you know, thinking about goals, and I also, another thing that I wanted to point out that I liked that you discussed was how if you don't meet those goals, it's not a failure, right? Because in society, when we're thinking about, especially the new year, you have all these resolutions and these goals, and you feel like if you set all of these and then you don't meet those, you have failed, and you can't start back up again, you know? Like, I think, Libby, we were talking about, like, you know, I didn't set my goal or I didn't start my goal on January 1st, so I'm failed for the whole year.
And I think it's so easy to say that because we live in a society where you have to meet all these goals and deadlines by this time, and if you don't, then what's next? And I think I was talking about it because I was like, every year I want to set goals, and then January 1st, actually January 2nd at midnight rolls around, and I'm like, I never set a goal. So now what do I do for the rest of the year? And I think hard talk helped because then I was able to sit back and be like, I do not need to set a goal by a certain date or achieve a goal by a certain date in order to be successful. And even if I don't meet that goal fully or completely, I'm still being successful because I'm trying something new. I'm putting my best foot forward. And I think that that's the cool thing about goals is even if you don't meet a goal exactly, you're trying your best and trying to achieve that to ultimately work towards it. And if it doesn't happen by January 13th, then you didn't fail.
It's okay.
You just have, now you have even more time to think about, okay, what can I do better? Or what are some other goals that I can use that, I think you talked about it well, Bailey, the steps you can take. You might realize there's 20 steps rather than 3 steps that you initially said. And so I think being able to have your goals be amendable, like you said, is so nice.
Well, and I think too, like, I know for me, I'm kind of like an all or nothing person. So if I don't do the full 30 days of the yoga routine, I just stop once I miss 2 because I can't catch back up and I'll never regain those days. And I think that that's just not like a productive way to always look at things, especially if we're looking at like big, broad goals as far as like, for example, the residential survivors that we serve, like fleeing violence. Like, let's just take a second there, you know, like fleeing a situation that in and of itself, like, is such an accomplishment and so hard and has such like a long duration of time, because like there's a whole recovery process to that that's not going to be accomplished while someone's in shelter, right? You can't completely recover from something like that in 30 days. So the idea that somebody is working towards, even despite what they've currently been through and what they've left and what they're still recovering from, even still working towards a place for them and their children or a new job or relocating, like even to be able to start there and envision what that might look like is a huge accomplishment. So I think always circling back towards like, okay, so that's okay, we don't have housing yet, or okay, so we still haven't gotten that GED that we wanted to get at the beginning. Like, look at what we've done, though. You know, look at what you've done. And I think that that's super important because things might feel, especially if it's written out on paper or whatever, and you're just seeing what you haven't done, it feels small, and you might feel small and minimal and that you've not, completed what you thought you would, but like the way that our survivors survive every day is such an accomplishment, and we really want to always be mindful of like supporting them and celebrating that even on those hard days. Like, obviously healing isn't linear, we always say that. Success towards goals and whatever success actually means, like that's the same thing. I think especially with the survivors we serve, we always try to circle back to that and what all they have accomplished, rather than okay, so we still have this and this left to do. And sometimes that's where advocates can step in, because it's hard to see our own worth or see what all we've accomplished. So I think that our staff, just in general, outside of advocates too, do a really good job at noticing each other's strengths and celebrating each other. And I think we try to maintain that culture for the people we serve too.
Yeah. And I think having that tangible kind of worksheet, I guess, like you're mm-hmm. saying, being able to write that down
mm-hmm.
and write it out and not just have a conversation. Number one, that helps you see what your goals are. And number two, yeah. helps you see what you have accomplished. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes it a little bit easier to see what you've gone through and what you've mm-hmm. made it through.
Mm-hmm. And prioritizing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Prioritizing is so helpful when setting goals. So, and being organized too. Like, yeah, I like to be able to follow a structure. And I think that can be helpful for anything. Yeah. So.
Well, that leads me, I guess, to my last question then. We're obviously talking about goals and these tangible steps. So for anyone in general, Bailey or mm-hmm. Libby, do you have any advice for people who are, now we're in the, second week of January. If you have goals in any aspect of your life, what's one piece of advice you would give to someone who maybe has goals that they're trying to reach
mm-hmm.
or hasn't, maybe they're like, oh, I didn't make my goals the first week, so now I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
What would you kind of say to someone? What's a piece of advice?
Well, I would say to be kind to yourself
mm-hmm.
because, we can't plan for what that first week of a year is going to look like. I know that I started, my intention was like, calm and kind and gentle year, and oh my gosh, it didn't start like that. So I'm like, where's my calm and kind and gentle year? So the idea that I had already was like out the window, right? And I was like, okay, but I handled it, and I think realistically looking at, okay, so what had you actually been dealing with that first week, or just in general, what have you been dealing with that might have been a barrier or might have made it difficult? Like, don't view yourself as a failure. Look at what you were working with and then be realistic about, is that something you truly want? It could be as small as like reading more books, if that's something you truly want to implement, be realistic with yourself, identify like those barriers and be kind to yourself too. Because like, it's kind of hard, I think, to look back and reassess like and remind yourself what you were dealing with at some point if you're past that, or if you're not currently in it the way you were before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just being kind to yourself and kind of regaining your footing a little bit and figuring out what feels realistic and ultimately what is, what's helping you serve yourself and helping you feel accomplished. Like, what does that look like for you? So yeah, I think just being kind to yourself.
Yeah, I love that.
I would say I'm not sure where the notion came that you have to set a goal at New Year's, like the New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. And so I think after our conversation, I did take a step back and start thinking, like, who created the fact that you have to start a goal on January 1st for the year of 2024 in order to be able to accomplish your goals?
Right.
And so I think the fact that you're wanting to start a goal at any point in time is so awesome. And like Bailey said, be kind to yourself. Whatever goal came to your mind, obviously you needed it at that point. And so I think if you work on it a little bit and you never accomplish it, even the thought of setting that goal to begin with is so empowering and so moving. And obviously that's what you needed in that moment. So if you don't set a goal on January 1st, like me, it's never too late to start setting goals and start working towards those goals. And if you don't accomplish it by December 31st of 2024, you have all of 2025 and all of 2026 to accomplish that goal.
Yeah.
And I think that's the cool thing about goals is you don't need to have an end date with goals. It can,
right.
You can always be working towards those. And so if you don't accomplish it by your target date or where you want to accomplish it by, it's okay.
Yeah.
And like Bailey said, just be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't going to give a piece of advice because I didn't think I had anything, but just listening to you both, I think that I would just tell people to kind of redefine what goals or resolutions mean to you.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've recently seen with the new year is people not really setting resolutions or goals and more of what do I want to bring into my life
mm-hmm.
in 2024 or at any point, what do I want to bring into my life and what do I want to leave or take out of my life? So kind of what healthy habits or things do I want to start incorporating and what didn't work so well and what do I want to kind of leave out and take out? So me personally, that's what I'm trying to do, redefine what goals look like. They're a little more mm-hmm. fluid,
mm-hmm.
less rigid, so I liked that, Bailey, as well.
I also think broad goals are good, too. Like, I think about what you said, like, I want to read more books. Like, mm-hmm. instead of saying, like, I want to read 35 books mm-hmm. this year, mm-hmm. just saying, I want to read more books. Because mm-hmm. then if you read 4 books, you're still accomplishing that
yeah.
goal. So broadening the mm-hmm. way we word things instead of being so specific could be so helpful, like your ins and outs. I want to read more. I want to spend more time with people I love.
Right.
Instead of setting that like exact goal, mm-hmm. you're taking your ins and outs and making it more broad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I really like, I don't know if it's the exact quote, but it's like, you know, the essence of it that I had stumbled on a couple years ago, and it's like, whatever is meant for me will find me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I feel like brings a lot of peace for me. And as long as I'm kind of moving in a way that hopefully would draw that closer to me, whatever it is I'm looking for, I think that that can be a helpful way to kind of move through the way that you're trying to identify goals and be realistic about what you're trying to bring into your life. Is, you know, maybe not now, maybe then, seasons of life, you know, and trying to kind of reorganize your mind to differentiate what success might look like for different people too. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for your knowledge, for your insight, your advice. I think this was a great way to just kind of look at the details of what our organization does and think about the new year and the future and what's upcoming. So yeah, just thank you guys so much for being here. And as always, thank you to you all for listening. And be on the lookout at our social media. We have a lot of awesome events coming up, so check us out.